Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back in 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lois Geller's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of my favorite people in the galaxy. She's the author of a number of books, including Customers for Keep, including Response, the revised expanded edition. That means the first one was so important they had to do it again and update it. The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, and she is one of our top social media experts. Not just ours, but everyone's. Lois, thanks again for hanging out with us. LoisGellerMarketing.com, right?
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Group. Sorry about it. LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com. I stand corrected, as I often am. Lois, so we've been talking about Twitter, to tweet or not to tweet. And so what about... So let me ask you a question. If I'm tweeting, does that make me a twit or a tweeter? What is that? What am I?
You're a tweeter.
A tweeter. Okay, not a twit. Okay, I'm.
No.
I like that.
A twit.
I like that better. All right, I feel better. I feel better already. All right, so you're telling me that we need a Twitter plan.
I do.
Tell us what that means.
Well, you'd have to have a plan in order to get something done efficiently, as we all business owners know. And so Twitter requires a business plan, too. And you have to decide what your objective is. If your objective is customer service, for instance, as many Twitter sites are just for customer service, then that's your part of your goal. You want to satisfy blah, blah, blah number of people during the course. If your objective is to get new clients, then that should be what it is. If it's networking in general and having access to new people that might result in business eventually, then that's it, part of your plan. But once you put down exactly specifically what your objectives are, then you can figure out what your strategy is. And then you won't feel like you're aimlessly just walking around at a cocktail party.
You said earlier in the previous segment, that some people get other people to help them with to do their tweeting, et cetera. This is something that most business owners need help with, don't they? Developing a Twitter plan.
Well, maybe they do. I think that they have to decide what they want to get out of Twitter first before they hand it over to somebody to do a plan that's going to gather dust.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be something that really works for them, and it should be something that's doable. When clients come to us, like we have a large hotel chain, they'll say, we want to have prospects for our hotels in 6 countries. We want to have at least 8,000 followers in each country that we are in, and we want to be able to convert maybe 1% of them to come to our hotels for a spa visit or for a restaurant or for something like that, locals. And they will tell me exactly what it is, and then we know what we're doing. You know, we know how we have to get them because we have to figure out a strategy on getting them, and then tactically how we're going to implement it, how many tweets are going to go out, how we're going to find. We can do Twitter searches to find people in China, for instance, or people, let's say we want people, we're working on one in France right now. So we want people in France so we can do searches for people in France of a high income level that could come to our hotels there. You know, so that would be maybe.
So you would reach out to them on Twitter.
I would reach out to them on Twitter.
Let me ask you a question. What happens if you reach out to somebody who's on Twitter, but Twitter isn't their preferred method of communication? How do you find that out?
I think that if they're on Twitter, you can tell when the last time they tweeted. So if they tweeted 3 months ago, you know they're really not interested. I would never follow anybody like that.
Well, but that still doesn't mean that they're not a good prospect. You need to use the Twitter.
I can't find them on Twitter
to find out how you can reach them by email. So you can still use Twitter to do the due diligence.
Yes, we could, or we could see if they're on Facebook, the same person.
Right. Right.
And then that would might be a, the place that they like to
this,
be.
Because this is the thing that we've learned, Lois, as you know, some people want to be texted, some people want to be emailed, some people want to be contacted on Twitter. People have, and it's often a generational thing, but everybody has their preferred way of being connected. And if you want to be relevant to them, you have to find out what that is, don't you?
Yes, you do. But you also have to remember that Twitter has more people there than any of the other social media sites.
Mm-hmm.
And that big number, like in direct mail and direct marketing, is always has the biggest universe, has the most potential for you. So you can't ignore it and just say, well, they probably don't want to hear from us from Twitter, because that's still where you're going to get the most prospects overall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want people to, or business owners, to really pay attention to it. We did a small program for Dry Cleaner in New York City recently on Twitter, and she got 7 new prospects.
Right.
That said she converted 4 big clients
that,
to use her very upscale.
Definitely, there's no question that a Twitter plan for a local small business can really be powerful, and especially when you combine that with local search. And everything
yes.
That's very, very, very powerful. Lois, great job today. Thank you for helping us out.
Thank you.
To get more comfortable with Twitter. Give us the website again, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
And we look forward to you coming back again real soon.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas to you, Lois. Thank you for being here. Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Lois joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
He bring a strong man to his begging knee. He make the young girl's mama cry. You got to hide it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.